Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
Yep, those are four horses inside the Baker Walmart.
Sometime between 11 and 12. It rained meat for a period of about 2 minutes.
Here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We go down to Florida for this story, Jones. That's right, a Florida story. Something's going on with the business. Might have a little bit of a rivalry going on. Let's find out what's going on.
Forgive. That is what a Lake Wales business owner says he is willing to do. Now that a suspect has been caught months after firing into his store with a gun and trying to burn it down with Molotov cocktails.
Okay, so you thought a gun was pretty aggressive. Turns out that was only half the story.
Wild. I feel like growing up watching movies, there were two things. And I know a lot of people have made, there's like a whole bit about quicksand. Which comedian does it? He's like, yeah, everybody, you thought there was quicksand everywhere based on like movies and TV shows. A close second for me would have been the Molotov cocktail.
Oh.
It seems like movies and TV, it was like, we need to cause some destruction, get a bottle of booze and a rag, and then light that sucker up and fire it in there. Yeah. Everything was Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
And then you start playing Grand Theft Auto as a kid, and you're like, let's give me some of these Molotov. You're like firing Molotov cocktails every which way.
That was your move?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
I go rogue a lot in that game.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I just kind of go rogue.
Yeah.
And you just try to just elude the cops.
Throw somebody out of the car and then blast some Toto. That's what I would do.
Oh, yeah.
Hold the line.
I just listen to the radio. I drive speed limit. Just drive
stop
around.
All the red lights.
Yeah. I stop at all the red lights. Yeah. I wave to all the people and I just listen to the radio.
Crank hold the line.
Can't wait.
Yeah, great one. Yeah.
Next one next year, Nick, finally.
Allegedly,
I think they've already delayed it once.
They have delayed it several times.
All right, well, hopefully.
And it might also cost like $100.
Hopefully there's Molotov cocktails in it.
There better be.
Yeah.
They're probably fine-tuning them right now. That's why the game's taking so long. But anyway, this story involves a Molotov cocktail.
Fox 13's Carla Byron learned from police that the suspect has close ties to a competing insurance company.
Here we go. Feud. Not inside job, Jones, but it's in that family.
It's in the vein.
Like.
Yeah.
It's been a relief to us.
Univista Insurance franchise owner Herman Portillo received the news he had been waiting for since late March. The alleged suspect, who threw a Molotov cocktail into his business, fired gunshots, and spray-painted Civil War Trump across the front windows, was arrested.
What did he spray paint? Civil War Trump?
Civil War something Trump?
Civil War Trump. It skipped, but it wasn't like a bleep or anything. It was like, I guess that's what it was.
Ah.
So gunshots, like, this isn't working. Give me that Molotov cocktail. Fire that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
It's sad knowing the connection of who did it.
Lake Wales police traced the Toyota Prius involved in the crime back to a company in Sarasota.
That checks out.
Prius.
Based on the spray paint.
They'll sneak up on you, though.
Yeah, no.
You ever been in a parking lot with a Prius? Can't hear them.
That's true.
I was going to run over by one the other day.
Absolutely sneak up on
you. Didn't hear it at all.
Yeah,
and
they were
like, we're very quiet under 30. And I was like, I guess so. Couldn't hear a thing.
Just creeping right through.
That employed Jason Roberts, who didn't show up to work that day and who resigned days later.
Fishy.
That is, you gotta.
So you got him in the town.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good point.
You need to give yourself an
alibi. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, don't show up to work. Red flags everywhere.
Red flag city.
Show up to work.
Yeah.
Police say Roberts was arrested in Georgia, and he's the brother of the co-owner of a competing insurance company just next door.
Okay. You gotta.
There's a lot of characters here. I need a family tree.
You gotta hire that out.
Yeah.
You gotta hire.
Like, well, my brother could do it. we need to, like, destroy our competition. My brother, he's free.
You gotta go a step farther than the brother of the competing insurance company.
Do what everybody else does.
Molotov cocktails.
Go on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Just be like, we need a guy for a job.
Yeah.
Somebody will apply.
Craigslist.
Yeah.
Dark web.
My brother could do it.
Street corner. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, not just, hey, bro, could you not show up to work one day? I need you to huck some Molotov cocktails in my computer.
If you were like a criminal,
yes.
Would you put Molotov cocktail on skills?
That's
on
like
your resume?
Yeah.
Your skills?
I think you just put it at the bottom like Microsoft Office.
Right. Oh, yeah. You just hope they don't ask.
Yeah.
It says you can hotwire a car.
Sure can. I can throw a Molotov cocktail. I mean, I have it.
Go ahead.
But I got like a working knowledge of how
Let
it would
Let me see
work.
You construct a Molotov cocktail right now.
I can do it.
Yeah. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to waste this booze. They're like, all right, you can't do it. Yeah.
The sister told us during an interview that she did talk with her father about Being upset that Una Vista had moved in next door, sure. Was it going to affect her finances of running the business? Okay. Since Jason Roberts wouldn't talk to us about his motive, it's our assumption that he saw his sister upset and decided to retaliate.
Detectives say it doesn't appear the co-owner of the competing business and the sister of the suspect knew he was going to carry out this crime.
I had no idea.
Lone wolf.
Lone wolf theory. Yeah, he actually went from inside job to lone wolf theory.
Yeah.
So, this guy went rogue. Well, you know what's such a... the most rogue weapon would be the Molotov cocktail.
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not really controllable, first of all.
It fits.
Like the person involved.
It fits perfectly.
Wasn't this an Always Sunny episode when they burned down the bar next door?
It feels like it.
Well, they Molotov cocktailed Jack Bauer the cat in one episode.
That was right.
Because he grew up in a junkyard.
Yeah.
I think he, born in a pile of gasoline or something like that. And that was a Molotov cocktail for sure on Always Sunny. Did they do
sense.
That with the competing bar? I don't
like
recall.
early season.
Yeah,
that feels right.
They burn the bar
that
down next door.
Right.
This also reminds me of a Java Joe situation in Curb Enthusiasm.
Yep, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Since the incident, Portillo says his business has taken a financial hit.
Oh.
His customers have been scared to stop by, and he hasn't been able to replace his decal to attract more customers.
Hang on.
Can't fix the sign.
There's a lot of stuff you can't control there. Fixing your decal feels like
I think you can fix the decal.
That one's on you there, guy.
It's a write-off.
Yeah,
just write it off.
Wade's waiting for next year.
Yeah.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
Hold on. What do you
think? You think he's AI now?
I don't. Well, I'm a little concerned.
When
now.
You refer to it as a human mind, it makes me question whether or not maybe you're part robot.
I don't want a victim shame.
Yeah, okay.
But you say things like...
It's telling me to do...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Yeah, get the whole thing?
Look at the whole thing.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
Though, as a pastor in his community, he's passing along a message of forgiveness.
Oh.
The pastor is passing along.
Christian Ellis approved.
He could be. I think he would enjoy this part
good.
Of it.
Okay,
My human mind is telling me to do something.
Though, as a pastor in his community, he's passing along a message of forgiveness.
My heart is telling me to forgive, to hug, and to pray with them.
Was to hug him?
Yeah.
That's the last thing I would want to do. Somebody Molotov cocktailed my business. I wouldn't give the guy a hug.
You turn the other cheek, Keith, is what you do.
I wouldn't. You
turn your human cheek.
No.
Is what you do.
I'd get my own Molotov cocktail.
He did call it a heart. He didn't call it a human heart.
Yeah.
That's what a robot would do. So I don't quite know how to read this guy.
It's confusing.
Now. Yeah.
Very confusing.
That's what my heart is telling me. The love of Christ to the people that harm you.
In Lake Wales, Carla Byron, Fox 13 News.
Well, Portillo says the plaza's property manager may move his business a few doors down. Robert.
That'll do it. Guys, don't worry. It's a different business altogether. This isn't the one that got Molotov cocktails.
That's why he doesn't want to replace the decal. He's moving. He's looking at new.
He's picking up any
new real estate options.
He's moving down.
Don't waste the decal on the old place.
Robert is facing several charges, including possession of firebombs, arson, and shooting into a dwelling.
We are dealing with amateurs.
A dwelling?
Yeah.
That's the law, huh?
What was it? Firebombs?
Yeah, shooting into a dwelling.
Yeah, I feel like a good lawyer could get you out of that. It was a Molotov cocktail. It wasn't a firebomb.
It wasn't a firebomb at all.
It was very different. Yeah.
Robert is facing several charges, including possession of firebombs, arson, and shooting into a dwelling.
Arson, you're not going to get out.
Spokesperson for the Lake Wales Police Department added the suspect didn't speak to detectives and hired an attorney.
Oh.
Smart. This guy knows
Real
the law.
Smart.
This guy knows his rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Guilty.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, fifth.
Talk to my lawyer.
Talk to my lawyer.
Yeah.
Lawyer. I've seen enough shows to know that there are a
lawyer.
Lot of Molotov cocktails, and you don't say a word unless you have your attorney present.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't fall for any of that good cop, bad stuff.
No. Don't say a word. They can use all that.
Yeah.
And they will use all that.
They absolutely
I've seen enough documentaries, all right?
I plead the fifth.
Finger. Sure.
Tell you that.
It's a guy who knew, it's a man who knew his rights right
there. You're not on trial, sir.
Fifth.
Yeah. It's not, that doesn't mean anything right now. Fifth.
Okay. Well, that might be.
So somebody is going on the text line inside job. They're like, this is all like a red herring.
Yeah, you're
inside
right.
Inside job.
Look at this. Absolutely an inside job. Right. He wants the insurance money for a new place.
Right in front of our noses.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, I should've. That's why he's so willing to turn the cheek.
Right.
my human mind is telling me to do something.
Okay.
Damn it. It is an inside job. It's always an inside job. Why did I go away from my instinct?
Well, because I think you have a new the lone wolf theory I also enjoy, but I think inside job greater than lone wolf.
Yeah, it's an inside. It was an inside job. It was right there.
Man.
Okay. That's going to be one worth following, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's...
You got that right.
We have an update to the Kiefer Madden Eye story. Uh-huh. I'd say this is a good candidate for that. Perhaps even by Thursday. You never know. So there you go. It's the Madness every Tuesday, 12:45 here on Jones and Keith. Let's get back to Mike Vrabel, the impact he's making. I mentioned the ESPN future rankings as well. We'll give you the full rankings for the Pats on that one coming up next.